I noticed they got December 1, they got Christmas songs on. Like it's all they got now for just for the next month. It's those Christmas songs. We don't celebrate Christmas. And we know what it's all about. That's what back in the day, and after the crucifixion, what happened is they were worshiping the sun, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And it started December 1. They started their celebrating with that sun worshiping thing, and then in 325 A.D. The Constantine, the emperor of Rome, he decided, well, really the devil is behind all this thing. He was a sun worshiper, and then he decided he's going to get the Christians in with him to worship the sun in a subtle manner, like the devil does, you know. And that's where that Christmas comes from. That's why we refuse to celebrate. And like I say, here I notice they're doing the very same thing that they did back at Nicaea and when the Roman Empire was in charge. They worshiped the sun, and now here I see this, they got these songs on, like December 1. And well, we refuse to go there. We refuse to worship the sun. But see, Satan has it instigated and engineered, so he gets the Christians to do the same thing they did back in the day. And people don't even know, so-called Christian, they don't even know what's going on. That Satan is using these Christmas songs and that Christmas to lure men to really do what they're really doing. They're worshiping the devil behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Because Satan wants that worship. So he says to himself, I'll get these suckers to worship me. I'll just get them to sing these songs at Christmas time. And really, behind the scene is a spirit. And see, we refuse to do that. We refuse to celebrate Christmas with any shape or form, because if you're not careful, you'll be sucked into doing the very same thing they did back at Nicaea Rome, is worshiping the sun. And then he, like I say, he uses these Christian songs, and all these holidays, he just uses it simply because he wants to be worshipped. It got nothing to do with Jesus' birthday. Jesus was born in October. We had it figured out, right? Right to the day pretty well, because we went back to the Bible when that angel came to Mary and Zechariah in the temple, and we got it right down to the teeth, around October 2, 3, somewhere around there. Early October, anyway. And see what the devil does. He's so subtle. I'll get these suckers to worship me. We'll just put that Christmas in here. And they're doing it wholesale. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know why they're doing it. Well, we refuse to do that. So we don't take these songs out of that, how to write that period, out of that song app. And we refuse to do, we're going to sing other songs throughout December. So we don't get near that Satan worship thing. That's really, at the end of the day, that's what the devil has engineered, worshiping Satan. Behind the scenes, that's all that thing is about. It keeps it, everything is driven by spirit. And Satan is so hungry for worship. He wants that worship. That's what he did in the first place. That's why he went to unseat God, so he could have that place of worship. But like I say, we refuse to go there. We refuse to celebrate Christmas because it's a pagan thing. It's got nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus, meine Zuversicht und mein Heiland ist im Leben. Dieses weiß ich, soll ich nicht darum mich zufrieden geben. Was die lange Todesnacht mir auf ihr Gedanken macht. Jesus, mein Heiland lebt. Ich werd auf das Leben schauen, sein, wo mein Erlöser schreit. Warum sollte mir denn grauen, lässt auch ein auf sein Lied, welches es nicht nach sich zieht. Ich bin durch der Hoffnung bahn, so genau mit ihm verbunden. Meine starke Glaubenshand Wer den Engel lebt befunden, das mich auch kein Todesbahn ewig von den Tränen kann. Ich bin Fleisch und muss daher auch einmal zu Asche werden. Das gestehe ich, da wird er mich erwecken aus der Erde, dass ich in der Herrlichkeit um in seine Gallet sein. Dann wird eben diese Haut mich umgeben, wie ich glaube. Gott wird werden angeschaut, dann für mir in diesem Leben, und in meinem Fleisch werd ich Jesus sehen, ewig dieses meiner Augen Licht, wird in meinem Heiland kennen. Ich selbst, ein Fremder nicht, werd in seiner Liebe brennen. Nur die Schwachheit um und an wird von mir sein abgetan. Was ihr kränket, seid und fleht, wird auch frisch und herrlich gehen. Irdisch werd ich ausgesät, himmlisch werd ich auferstehen. Hier geh ich natürlich ein, nachmals werd ich geistig sein. Seid getrost und hoch erfreut, Jesus trägt auch meine Glieder. Geht nicht statt der Traurigkeit, sterbt ihr, Christus ruft ein wieder. Wenn die letzte Trompet klingt, die auch durch die Gräber dringt, lacht der finstern Erdenflucht, lacht des Todes und der Hölle. Denn ihr sollt euch durch die Luft euren Heiland zugesellen. Dann wird Schwachheit und Verdruss liegen unter eurem Fuß. Nur dass ihr den Geist erhebt von den Listen dieser Erde und euch den schon jetzt ergeht, denn ihr beigeführter Werden. Schickt das Herz in da hinein, da ihr ewig wünscht zu sein.